الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه. In the Ayat Karima, actually last month in from the Khanka, we gave out these cards. All must have received them, taken them. But to appreciate all these duas, it didn't strike us if you need some explanation. Then those duas will be appreciated. So with regard to that, in this Ayat Karima, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, give up all gunas, outward gunas and inward gunas also. So a person has to be very conscious. So in our lives, each one of us, for the purpose that we come here and that we speak here and that we listen, is to see how much of deen is in our lives. One is to see how much I'm thinking I'm in deen, but how much of deen is still not in my lives. Like, for example, we who are sitting here, we must be concerned of ourselves. How much is my five times namaz in control, with my five times daily namaz? And well, namaz has got all its requisites to be made for man in the masjid, with jamaat, and for us at least we should try with takbir-e-ula. How much is that? Then what is the concentration in my namaz? How much of concentration have I got in my namaz? And then how much is my namaz correct according to the postures of namaz? When I stand, my legs, are they in the right place? Do I raise my hands properly? Do I fasten my hands properly? The consciousness of this. And then a person will improve. Normally we don't even think about all this. Then, for example, is Quran Sharif tilawat in my life? Am I reading Quran Sharif and making a khatam, the bare minimum, one khatam a year? And if we can do one khatam a month, alhamdulillah. And those who can do three khatams a month, even better and more. There are people who do more also, mashallah. So all that. So is Yasin Sharif in my life? Is Ayatul Kursi in my life? So the things which are not in my life, they must come into my life. Then there are many things which are in my life, which are not supposed to be in my life. One common thing is, which Hazrat explained so much about the eyes, looking at strange women. How many of us are guilty of that? We get caught up with that. Whether it is at the workplace, wherever it is, with that guna. And then with other bad thoughts about people, pride, and doing things with for show, for name. How much in our ikhlas there is so much of show. And so all that we have to become conscious. So the things that have to be in my life, are they there or not? And the things which are not supposed to be there. Some of us maybe, we still are reading some kitabs also, like for example, Durood-e-Taj, Durood-e-Lakhi, or many other, some Durood kitabs, which are not authentic. But we are reading them. Some duas we might be reading, which are not authentic, which are fabricated. So this also we have to check. So all these things we must correct. And then what we do, whether it is accepted by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala or not, whether it, even if it is done with sincerity and with all the conditions of acceptance, then there are many more conditions of acceptance that are required also. Even if we are doing with all that, is it accepted by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala or not? It's Allah's prerogative. Allah wants to accept from whom He wants to. But Allah is most kind, most merciful. When we try, He won't reject. Even our rotten amal, Allah is so kind, Allah accepts it. But we must have that concern. So, and then after it is accepted, it is also not enough. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah has quoted a hadith that a person, for example, does a amal with sincerity and with ikhfa, hiding it away. Nobody knows about it. And sincerity doesn't mean that you have to do an amal secretly. Like just now, we all, inshallah, will make Zohar namaz. We are not going to do it secretly. We're going to do it in the masjid, in front of everyone. But it must be done with sincerity. Though it is done publicly, but it must be done secretly. MashaAllah, those people who just went for Umrah now, they didn't do it privately, they did it in front of everyone. But it must be done with sincerity. Like that, or Hajj also. A person does it in front of the Muslims of the world. But it must be done with sincerity. And even if a person is hiding away and doing something, tahajjud namaz, some other nafil ibadah, but he's doing it, that people must come to know about it. So that is not a, so whether there is sincerity and all the other qualities of acceptance also. For example, for namaz, our wudu must be correct. Do I know my masalas of wudu? Is my ghusl correct? All those things we have to know. And then when it is accepted, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said that a person's amal which was accepted, and then he spoke to somebody about it, but with a good intention. Not to show off, but to encourage somebody. But by that amal from ikhfa, being hidden away, comes into izhar now. And this is not the tajweed rules of ikhfa and izhar, but the tasawwuf rules of ikhfa and izhar. That it was hidden away, now you do it in a public, now it is in public. So the great merit of it which was in ikhfa is not there also. But if we did it with sincerity, you will get that sawab. But then sometimes you speak to show people. Like Hazrat Muhammad Thanwi rahmatullah Ali said, one person who had made three hajj with great difficulty. Hajj in those days was with great difficulty. And he had made three hajj like that. But on the, after completion of his third hajj, a visitor came and he told the person, give him water, zamzam water of my third hajj. Just by adding the word my third hajj, he wanted to make it known, I'm a triple haji. I went for hajj three times. In that one word, not one sentence, one word. Three hajj which he did with so much difficulty, with so much sincerity, all that sawab is gone. So we have to be so careful, so worried about our amal. So when that is the condition, then we'll appreciate the seven du'as here which are written. That how to protect our amal. So that our amal are protected always. That all these dangers that are there, and there are many more dangers, ulama have written, with regard to amal that we do, not those that we didn't do. How many things we don't do which we have to be doing. What we do, which is so little. And we, our nature is that we sell our amal very easily. We make it known and let people know about it. So to protect our amal are these seven du'as. The first du'a is that we should be reading is Jina bi bidaatin muzjatin fa'ufi lana al-kayl wa tasaddaq alayna. And this don't take long. Whenever we did any amal, we try and read this du'as. Whether it is our namazes, whether it is our tilawat of Quran, anything. These du'as don't take long at all. And we should try and read them. So this first one is the du'a of Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers. When they had gone into great difficulty, famine, no food, no money. And they came and they said that we have come, jina bi bidatin musjatin. We have brought some goods, some money of ours, of very little worth. It's not worth anything. Fawfi lana al-kayl. But you're a kind person. You give us the full amount that we are asking for. What we are giving is hardly anything. But what you are such a person that we expect you will give us a full amount. The wheat, the flour which they wanted, the food, that you will give us a full. And not only that, with a saddaq alayna. And after that, still out of your kindness, give us even more. So whatever amal we did by Allah Ta'ala, we also say, Ya Allah, what amal did I do? No matter what, whether it's my tahajjud, whether it is my charity, whether it is my whatever sacrifice I made, Ya Allah, it is nothing whatsoever. And not to think our amal is something big, but it was hardly anything. But you, O Allah, for Ofeel and Al-Kail, you give us a full return. And give us even more than that. So when a person will plead to Allah Ta'ala like that, you can expect Allah Ta'ala is going to accept. Allah Ta'ala will give. So our amal, which are very weak, will gain acceptance in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Second dua, Jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. Or any other durood sharif. Durood sharif, it comes in the ulama have written, great ulama who have discussed this, that inna salata ala nabi mustajabun muqatta. That durood sharif is 100% accepted by Allah Ta'ala. In fact, it is such an amal that on which you read durood, it makes that amal also accepted. Mawlana Bayezid Pandur, Rahmatullah Ali, who was here with us, should make many times namaz also here, lived in Krukasdorp at the end. He said that in namaz, Allah Ta'ala has kept durood sharif also. And when you read durood, if we concentrate in our namaz, our thoughts will go to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But Allah Ta'ala said, أَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Perfect your namaz solely for my remembrance. Now we are thinking of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But why did Allah keep durood? That our namaz, we know the quality of our namaz. By the barakat of durood sharif, Allah will accept the whole namaz. So whatever amal we did, and we added durood sharif for that, by the barakat of durood sharif, Allah is going to accept our amal. The third then, the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he built the Kaaba sharif, and all this year today we have to make it short, there isn't much time, but there's so much more detail. But anyway, that when he built and Ibrahim alayhi salam, what sincerity, what pure wealth, money, all that was 100% halal and tayyiban, no doubt of anything. But at the end he says it's not worthy of acceptance. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. And this also we learn from our Shaykh, جَزَاهُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ, that in تَقَبَّلْ, which is in grammar from بَابِ التَفَعُلْ, in which there is تَكَلُّفْ. That means it's not worthy of acceptance, but you accept it. So when I present whatever I did, I say, Ya Allah, you accept it. Not worthy of acceptance, but you accept it. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا. And all our mistakes that we made in it, you forgive it. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. You are tawwab. Not only that you forgive, but you forgive in abundance. And not only that you forgive, after that you show your rahmat. You are tawwab الرَّحِيمُ. So Allah Ta'ala, that is another great hope and sign that Allah Ta'ala will accept. Then this dua, MashaAllah, لا قوة إلا بالله. Hazrat Maulana Idris Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali has written that a person who reads this, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah, on any ni'mat of his, Allah will keep that ni'mat always for him. Like if you read it on your family, your business, your car, your house, etc., even your dunya's things, Allah will keep that ni'mat, that Ya Allah, it is from you. Your ibadat which you made, how many of us, we make some nafal ibadat, tahajjud, ishraq, but then afterwards it falls away again. But if you read this dua, inshallah Allah will keep it always for you. Your tilawat of Quran, you become negligent on that again. So by reading this dua, Allah will keep that ni'mat. So how valuable and important this dua, all these duas are not. And then, Alhamdulillah alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. Oh Allah, only by your ni'mat has these good deeds been accomplished. In other words, I couldn't do it myself. I did not have the ability. But it is only you. And the world can praise you for whatever you have done. But you will say, Ya Allah, it is only by your ni'mat. I did not do it. I did not achieve it. People will thank you. People will praise you. But you will say, and in your heart you will be convinced, I did nothing. I am a spoiler. I destroy things. Only by your ni'mat, O Allah, these things got done. So that is another, how valuable that dua is. Then this dua, the fifth, sixth dua, which normally we read after kitab reading, after ta'aleem. And many of us, we think it's a dua for after ta'aleem. But it is a dua for after every amal. Subhanallah wa hamdihi, سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. By reading this dua, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read this dua quite in abundance towards the end of his life. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha inquired from Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam that, O Allah's Rasul, before you should not read this dua so much, now you're reading it so much. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Aisha, by reading this dua, whatever errors and omissions there were in the amal, it was not done properly, anything that was done not rightly, by the barakat of this dua, Allah fills all that up. So Allah makes it a perfect amal. So one great thing is, whatever errors, omissions, mistakes we make in a amal, and we all make mistakes, when we are making our namaz, our concentration is not fully there. Our tilawat of Quran Sharif, our attention is not all the time there. All the things. But by reading this dua, all the errors, omissions, mistakes that were made in the amal, they are covered up. And now that amal is made a full amal. And then, it is then, a seal is put on that amal. That on the day of Qiyamah, nobody else will open that. Only that person. Like if a person, Allah save us all, becomes insolvent in this world, goes bankrupt. But there are certain assets they don't touch. They leave that assets for him. So all your amal on which you read this dua, then those amal will not be taken away. They will be left for you. A seal will be put, it will be exclusive for you. So this dua also is so valuable that whatever errors, omissions, mistakes we made, it gets covered up, and that amal is now made exclusive for you. You alone will get the reward of it on the day of Qiyamah. And then this comes in the Hadith Sharif, this dua also, that a person who reads this, Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yusifun, Wa Salamun Alal Mursaleen, Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Then on the day of Qiyamah, the scale that will be there to weigh the amal, a person who read this dua on any of his amal, that scale will be too small. They will have to bring a big scale. Just to understand, like to measure gold, you use a small scale, a very small scale. And to measure coal or wood, a huge scale is used. But wood and that hasn't got so that value of gold. Gold has got value. And it, a small scale is used. So the scale on the day of Qiyamah, just a comparison, will be so small compared to, not for weighing coal and for weighing wood, but for weighing that amal on which this dua was read, that amal will have become so great that the small scale, the normal scale on the day of Qiyamah won't be sufficient to weigh. They will have to bring another very big scale. So how great value. So all our, if we can understand our deficiency, and we lose hope, so in fact, we will become despondent that our amal not accepted. But by the barakat of the duas which our buzurgs have taught us, all our amal can be accepted in the court of Allah Ta'ala. So this is a very, very important and important. So to understand this, otherwise if a person just takes this card and reads this duas, he wouldn't understand the value of it. But when we do understand that our amal are not really in a position of acceptance, but only by Allah's fazal and by the barakat of this duas, Allah will make them extremely valuable. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, to understand all these amal and how valuable they are. And we have got this short life of ours, not to live it up for this dunya, but to make it for akhirah. And how much of our amal are accepted by Firoz Maimon, who is Hazrat Khalifa, and very choice Khalifa also. He gives a beautiful example that in our times today, if you have somebody who eats stool, pakhana, the S word, somebody who eats that, and he knows that he's eating it, and he enjoys it, can you imagine such a person? Whatever guna there is like that. And today, how many of us are not involved in gunas? And we are enjoying those gunas. So actually, we are having stool, actually, worse than stool. The reality of it is even worse than stool. And yet we are enjoying it. And not that we are doing it unknowingly. Knowingly we are doing. Our lifestyle has become like that. Also, one advices that were given to a student, and some very important point that came out from there was that, for example, in your student days, you are becoming Hafiz, for example. Now, like now, just now in the madrasa, there was a break in the madrasa, so students took a break. But there were, alhamdulillah, so many students who stayed in the madrasa, and they were learning their hifz. Some were learning other kitabs, etc. Otherwise, during a break, which we call a holiday, a person won't touch his kitabs also. But how much you make effort, for then for the rest of your life, you're going to get that and benefit of it. And how much you don't make effort, deficiency remains. For the rest of your life, that deficiency will be there. So when you have the occasion, then make use of it. So for us, we are not students now, but for preparation of Akhirat, how much we will make now, we will try, how much is going to help us forever and ever in the year after. And how much year we take it easy. Everyone making holiday, now just now December will come, then holiday mood. We also make holidays, we take it easy. So much a person will suffer the deficiency forever in the Akhirat. This is the occasion that how much we can do. But today we have made dunya our object. That yeah, how everyone else is living, enjoying, holidaying, whatever else it is, having houses, cars, lifestyle, whatever it is, how others are having, we also want it that way. So we should be very, very, very watchful and careful about how we spend our time, whether it is the holidays or whatever else. Then today's paper that will be given out from the Khanqah, inshallah it will be given out after namaz, I think. Where's Maulid Jilani? It's given out after namaz. So these are, Allah reward one of our satis, Maulana Petka. He had prepared this all, the different amal that we can do. He is here altogether 22, which not necessarily we do all 22, how much we can do. Each amal is to secure a place in Jannah. So we can see which ones we can fit in easily into our lives. And we do those amals. By doing that amal, a person secures his palace in Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So take it, go through it, and see if we can do all 22, mashallah. Especially women, they have time also, and they sit and read their wazifas, etc. If they can read all of them, if we also can take out time, if we can lessen our dunya and increase our deen, it will be just to our advantage. May Allah give me a tawfiq first, give everyone tawfiq. And how much more a person gets time for deen, so much more he should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah give us the tawfiq also that we do it not just as a routine, but we do it with passion and with feeling. And Allah Ta'ala give us that strength and that heat of iman, that we can do all our amal with great feeling and with great passion. Allah Ta'ala in His infinite mercy, the greatest gift that Allah gives to a person is the gift of iman. May Allah bless us with the reality of iman. That one is to bring iman. Like the Bedouin say, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا. We have brought iman. But Allah says, قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. The reality of iman, the power of iman. And that today, if we want to know, we can't go. But at least if we just see the condition of the people of Gaza, that how they are prepared, their lives they are prepared to give. They know they're going to be killed, martyred, but they accept it. And all for Akhirat's sake. Today we, our small comforts, we are not prepared to give up. our haram things we are not prepared to give up for the sake of akhirah, even for the sake of dunya. So we should learn a lesson from them. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah, to try and read these a'mal. Then there is this kitab that will also be given out. One of our satis, Hafiz Zakaria, has prepared it. 70,000 zikr record, which comes in, it is narrated in a hadith, that a person who reads 70,000 times, La ilaha illallah, ghufira liman qal wa liman qil. There is kalam on that riwayat, weak riwayat, but generally it is accepted. Weak riwayat it is, that's why this riwayat is acceptable for amal. Oh, see, there is ikhtilaf in there. But our ulama have quoted it and they have encouraged it. And as far as the criteria of hadith, that which hadith are accepted, which are not accepted, we should try and follow our ulama. Our ulama, like Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullah alayh, people of that criteria and that caliber, who of that, whatever they have told us, we accept that. So a person who reads this 70,000 times, Haji Muhammad Rabat Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, the Amir of Lusaka. He has just passed away recently, a few months ago, Maulana Rashid, Rabat's father. After he had passed away, they found out a record that he had kept, where he had read, if I remember correctly, 300 people, the 70,000 zikr of La ilaha illallah, he had read for 300 people and he kept a record of it. After he passed away, they found it. So he was spending his time, he had reached old age, and he was now old age, you can't do anything much, but his zikr, he was keeping it up. So Hafiz Zakaria has prepared this book in a way, very easy way, where a person can keep track of reading his 70,000, the completion of 70,000. So every person can read, and then you just tick off, and you can know that where you are, how much you have read. An inspiration we can get of our time, of Haji Muhammad Rawat Sahib, that for 300 people, he read for each one 70,000. So how much is in that? May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And then, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Tomorrow is the 20th of October, and it is Diwali Day. And internationally, it is Diwali Day. And we were not so conscious about these things. Allah reward the ulama who made effort on these aspects. And so we mentioned this last night also. Very important to mention it again, that KwaZulu-Natal, KZN, Jamiat, the Jamiat of KZN, have taken out a very beautiful article, a nice little, not too long, not too short, of the harms of the celebrations of the Hindus. And many of us, especially in Natal, KwaZulu-Natal, where there are many more Hindu people, and many more in the poorer areas, where we are living close with the Hindus, or people who are living in flats, neighbors are Hindus, and interaction with those people. So, with regard to that, and one major thing of that celebration is their fireworks, crackers, bursting of the crackers, and that the fireworks show how the lights, how it lights up everything. And all that, like for example, Bad Nazri, looking at other women, how it's enjoyable to a person. Other gunas, sports, entertainment, fashion, brand name, lifestyle, holidays, resorts, etc. All these things are enjoyable to a person. Like that, this firecracker shows are also appeal to a person. But all this is not for us. This is like eating that stool and knowing it is stool and enjoying it on top of it. May Allah forgive us. May Allah protect us. And for this year, this is people who live in close proximity with Hindus. And then many of us, we are living in close proximity with Christians. And in December, the Christmas lights which they are, or the Christmas tree, so many reports we get that Muslim people also have a Christmas tree in their houses. And it's lit up like that. And it's made beautified like that. And certain towns are known for beautifying the town hall, for example, or whatever else, with all the lights. That Christmas lights. And people, Muslim people, travel from town to town, from many towns far away. They go to certain places in order to go and see the lights. So these are all very, very dangerous. According, and Wifaqul Ulama have also taken out articles, very nice articles, very short. The KwaZulu-Natal, that article is a little bit lengthy, not too long. It doesn't take time at all. But these are very short, but very effective to make us understand that, for example, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. Bismillah. That من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. Anyone who resembles, who imitates a nation, he is counted from amongst those people. And how many of us, the firecrackers, we also buy, and a sheer waste of money. And how expensive firecrackers are. And just going up in the air, just burning it out, like small cigarettes. Cigarettes also are expensive if you work it out. And all you are doing, burning your lungs, burning your health, destroying your life, destroying the life of others who are around you. So how shaitan makes us stupid and so foolish with all these things. We bring about our destruction with our own hands. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand these things. I had to mention this at the beginning. I forgot. I'll just mention it now before I forget. MashaAllah, the brothers from Mpangeni have come all the way. There is a Wifaq program taking place there in Mpangeni. And to invite to the program, they have come all the way specially. May Allah give us tawfiq also. That for the matters of deen, we are prepared to make these sacrifices. And we take out our time for the matters of deen. Today for dunya, people go for wedding invitations and to attend the wedding to foreign countries they go. And then how many wrong things have been done in the process also. Whereas even a walima, which is sunnah to attend, but if there's anything wrong, one time Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great sahabi, was invited for a walima. And walima, especially it comes in the hadith, if you are invited for a walima, don't refuse it, accept it. But for valid reason, then you can refuse it if there's a valid reason. So when he approached the house, he heard some sounds. And that was duf, which they used to use in those days, a drum. And there are a lot of conditions, the ulama has explained what kind of a drum, etc. But he was of that caliber, he said that no, there is music there, I can't go. So the sahaba who were with him, they asked him, you were going for a walima dawat, and now you are turning away? He says, no, now it's not permissible to attend there. And he said that, man kathara sawada qawmin fahuwa minhum. Whoever increases the numbers of any people, he is counted from amongst those people. At one time in Gangoh, where Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali used to be, there was also a very great Buzurg Sheikh Abdul Quddus Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, who was really genuinely a very great Buzurg. But people were making Uras at his Qabar. Many of our great Buzurgs, the Uras that has been done, those Buzurgs, they did not involve in any of these things. The people started doing these things at the Qubur, at their graves. So there was Uras, and Maulana Mahmoodul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came to Maulana Gangohi during those days. So Maharaj Gangoi became very upset. He said, during these days when the Oras is taking place, you have come. He said, I haven't come for the Oras. I've come to visit you. He says, but you are increasing their number. Just imagine that he's not going for that, but he's increasing that number. So during these days, when all these wrong things are taking place, to travel also, to increase the travel passengers, etc., we must be careful about that also. Then he ordered him to go back immediately. And he returned again without rest. And in those days they used to walk, not come by car, and you just drive back again, or come by train or something. Those were the days when they came walking. And his other friends were there in Gangoa, told him, at least have some breakfast. He said, my chef said I must return. I can't even stay for a cup of tea. I can't stay for a gulp of water also. I have to return immediately. And walking back again, he went all the way to Deoband. So Allah Ta'ala save us from the imitation. And this is a common guna. And it appears also Allah knows best that Allah's azab that comes in this world comes also of two main reasons. Allah knows best. One is tashabbu bil kuffar, to copy, imitate the lifestyle of the kuffar. And the other is ikhtilat bil kuffar wal fusaq, to mix with the wrong people. The people we know they are doing wrong, but still we freely mix with them. The dawahs we attend, the functions we attend, we mix with them freely. These are two reasons for, in spite of other good things that are in our lives, but because of these wrong things, Allah Ta'ala's azab comes. May Allah protect us all the Muslims of the world. And Allah Ta'ala save us from the imitation of the kuffar and the imitation of the non-believers. And those people, Allah Ta'ala says so much in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattakhidhu abaakum wa ikhwanakum awliya. Even your parents, even your brothers, your sisters, brothers, don't take them as friends. La tattakhidhu abaakum wa ikhwanakum awliya in istahabbu al-kufra alal iman. If they prefer acts of kufr over the acts of iman. And today how we are all. So today we have to make a lot of tawbah. And very, very important, this beautiful example which by Firoz Mehman has given, that the gunas are all like stool and worse than stool. And a person eats them and he cherishes them. And he enjoys eating it. So we make a lot of tawbah. And this was the share of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, his khulafa, that they spoke openly about these things. Today when you speak about these things, you are also regarded as an extremist. That you are you must just go with the flow. And today also, which is very common, is to have peace with everyone. So have peace with Rahman also, with Allah Ta'ala, and have peace with Shaitan also. You can't have peace with Allah also and with Shaitan. You are either on Allah's side or you're on Shaitan's side. One of the two sides. You can't be on both sides. Or unity. Keep unity with everyone. When you with these people, then speak like how they speak and act like them and live like them. And when you with the other people, then you like those people. You can't have unity like that. You have to be on the one side. And then they say you are one-sided. You have to be one-sided. When a person marries, he's one-sided. Now he's only for his wife. You can't be thou with other women also. And your old girlfriends, school girlfriends, make them also happy. And you make your wife also happy. It doesn't work like that. You only have to, the right people, you have to make them happy. So it is important, it's a very, very serious matter. It's a matter of our iman. And we have to, it comes in the Hadith Sharif also. Bismillah ar-Rahman. That anywhere in the world, presently or even in the past, presently or even in the future, whatever good is taking place, which Allah loves, and you happy about all that good, about Tabligh Jamaat, about Khankas, about Darul Ulooms, about all good work which Allah Ta'ala is pleased with also. Then you get all that sawab also. And whatever wrong is taking place, took place in the past, will take place in the future, and you are happy with that, though you are not physically present there, but you are part of all that guna. Like, unfortunately, how many of our youngsters, they told us themselves also, that British Premier League, part of that, they're following all that soccer, about the scores and all that. They are far from England, how far isn't it? But they are just following it all the time. So when you part of you happy with it, you are part of it. Though you are not physically present. One of our good friends told that so much so that now there is a fantasy league, which is fantasy, it's not a true. You choose your own players and you play your own games in your mind. And he says that you get so occupied with it that your business you neglect also. You come home, you neglect your family also, but you are involved in those things. So Allah Ta'ala give us a pure life of Islam. And it is in this short life that we have got this chance to try and make up for this. And it is that we have to worry about our iman and to our parents and elders used to say, we are worried about our children's iman. Today we have to worry of our own iman also. And then the children, what about our children and the environment which is going? And we all must make lot of dua that Allah let the winds of hidayat blow. At the moment, everyone is just caught up in a spider web. How it catches the flies, etc. Whatever is there gets caught up in that, in the web. Everyone is caught up like that also. And what sites people are going to, and what we are looking at. But at the same time also, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. A mu'min is he who never loses hope. Allah's mercy is very great. And even today now, there are people who are getting very beautiful mort on iman and beautiful mort. One lady who passed away here in Azadwal, when she was passing away, she would be like sort of, not fainted, but like lost her control over herself. So her neighbor came and caught her, feeling any pain? No pain whatsoever. And then as she was passing away, Allah forgive me all my gunas. And she passed away without any pain, anything. Another lady who passed away also lately, also, and making a wasiyat of making khairat, giving to people this, give that, and all good action she was doing, and she passed away. Though she was under medical treatment, but her husband said when they gave her ghusl, no signs of anything wrong on her body. So Allah Ta'ala is giving good mort, so don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Try our best. And the other, Allah has kept the doors of Tawbah and Istighfar wide open. They are not only open, but they are wide open. Keep on making Tawbah, Istighfar. Ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, inshallah. So these are very important things. Allah, please make dua for me also. I am the most in need. All of us are in need for the salamity of our iman, our Islam, and that Allah Ta'ala give us sincerity, and Allah Ta'ala let us be conscious of our iman, and be careful who we mix with, where we go to, who we associate with. All these things are very, very, very important. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Those brothers who want to become bayat, they can come forward, inshallah. And the ladies who want to become bayat, they can repeat the words, and the ladies should then keep in touch with Bibi Apa at home. So just amongst the ladies, they can sort out their matters. Front of that. briefly, Bayat is Sunnat, not for us to become Bayat. And the object of Bayat is Islah. And Islah is for us even on a person who doesn't become Bayat. Islah is for us on every person. And we should try and make our Islah. And after becoming Bayat, more we must be concerned of our Islah. And Islah is to fulfill the commands of Allah, to stay away from the disobedience of Allah. And we have to make an effort in that direction. And as we have been hearing last night, this morning, now also, that how our Shaykh had made sacrifices, then how Allah Ta'ala had blessed our Shaykh. So Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, we are so weak, we don't make all that sacrifices, but Allah Ta'ala, may Allah Ta'ala guide us towards righteousness, inshallah, and towards His pleasure.